this for you. I wanted to, but honor me in the way that I said that you should. And it works a lot of the same way. Like, God wants to do these things. He wants to rebuke the devourer for your sake. He wants to put a hedge of protection around your finances, around your stuff, around your life, around your health. Okay, and God wants to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you can't contain. That's a good deal, right? And all we need to do is just trust God and give to him a tithe and an offering and bring honor to him and say, God, I put you first. Okay, I trust you to provide better for me than I can provide for myself. I don't have to hold back anything from you because when I give to you, you're faithful to give back to me in this kind of a measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men and women will give into you, okay? So let's just be encouraged tonight. Let's be reminded about the foundational principles of giving and the relationship that we have with God, that we open up God's hands to pour out his blessing, his provision, his love on our lives. And sometimes it can be so hard. There are so many times when you want to do something bigger for your kids, but they're still holding on to something smaller, right? It's like, if you just let go of that, give that to me, I'm going to do something greater for you. So let's not tie God's hands. Let's worship him, and let's just love him in our relationship enough just to honor him in our tithes and our offering and in our finances. Amen? All right. So we can bring the buckets up. I'm going to pray. And then we're going to take our tithes and offering up, and we're going to give to God. We're going to watch him move on our behalf. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you love us. You're a heavenly Father, God, that you want to do things in our lives on our behalf. You want to bring blessing, God. You want to protect. And I pray that as we honor you with tithes and offering, and we put our faith towards these things, we will see you move. We will see you do all that you said you will do in your word, God. We are trying you, God. We are asking you to prove yourselves, and we receive, God, this outpouring of blessing. And we thank you for your faithfulness. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Stand on your feet and bring your tithes and offering up. Thank you guys again for coming out, and I believe God has a word for us all tonight that we need to be encouraged with. Everybody say this with me. Say, don't give up. Say it again like you're really not going to. Don't give up. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Pastor has been taking us through boot camp, as he's been calling it, for the past several Thursdays, and really been preaching and loving on us in a kind of firm way that really challenges us to grow in areas of our faith that are really important for this time, for this season. Each and every one of us were called and appointed to be here in this moment on this earth as the church of Jesus Christ to do big, to do great things and to walk through these seasons that the world is going through. God wanted us to be here. On one hand, it can seem kind of scary and overwhelming. And on the other hand, it can feel like a great privilege and a great blessing, and it should really encourage us that we were chosen as the called of God to be here as his church and to shine his light, to be that city on a hill, to be the salt of the earth, to be that lamp on a stand that shows the love of Jesus, that prays fervently, that seeks God, okay, and that shows a true reflection as image bearers of the nature of Jesus Christ. That is who we are. That is who we get to be. That's who we're purposed to be right here, right now. Okay? I know right now, if you've paid any attention to the news at all, that it's a crazy season. It's an intense time. And we need to be vigilant, church. Okay? It's not just about, you know, posting our opinions on social media. I have plenty of my own opinions, my own thoughts. Okay? The big thing, the most important thing, is for us to come together and pray, seek God, and in any way that we can reach out our arms of love, help out people. Okay? I know, especially do not be overcome with fear. Okay? And I don't say that to you lightly. You know, I know that even some of the news I saw today, I'm starting to feel a little bit of fear rise up in me. Like, what is going on? Okay? But we're not called to live in fear. That is not who we are. Our God sits on the throne. Okay? He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Okay? All enemies are vanquished at the snap of his fingers. And so we need to stand firm in who God has called us to be. So as boot camp, you know, it seems kind of like an appropriate time. This is spiritual boot camp, though, okay? Don't worry. No push-ups involved tonight. No. Well, except for maybe the young ones, if they start getting a little rowdy or something. But hopefully we get a little bit rowdy in here tonight. Amen. But there's no calisthenics, no running laps, you know, no standing in order, in formation. But spiritually, in our hearts and our minds, it's time to begin to challenge ourselves, to awaken the slumbering places, the soft places, and to firm them up and to strengthen them up. And that's why God has us going through this boot camp at this point in time. So, I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot, but is there anybody in here that's served in the armed forces, in any branch, has been through boot camp? I believe that David has. Okay, but he's out at the moment, but who else? No? Okay. Well, you know what? I have a lady that works for a children's ministry organization that I've served alongside with her, and her son today became a Marine. And I've been following along, you know, like on her Facebook posts as he's been going through boot camp, and he's been doing this thing called the Crucible. It's like 54 hours of like some of the most intense training that you can go through. And when you go to boot camp, it's for several weeks at a time. You are picked up out of all the familiar places, okay? Your home, your family, your friends, everything you've ever known for 18 years, you're snatched up out of that and you're taken to someplace completely different, kind of basically all on your own, even though you're with a bunch of other people, but you don't know anybody. They shave your head, they change your hairstyle. Some of you may, you know, some guys may have long hair. You know, that's kind of been like an identity for them. Gone. They're stripping you down physically, mentally, emotionally, so they can build you back up as a soldier, as a Marine, as somebody in the Army, okay? And it's a process. It doesn't just happen like you don't show up to boot camp. 5 days later, you're like stepping out like this, the few, the proud, the Marines, you know, an army of one. The Navy, the Air Force, whatever it might be, it takes weeks, okay? And depending on what level you're going into, it you know, how far you want to go, how trained you want to be, how intense you want to be, you know, it takes even more. It takes longer amounts of time, okay? And so there, much of that is challenging day in, day out, okay? It's your physical body will hurt. You know, you will hurt mentally. You get your feelings stepped on, okay? You don't get encouraged and patted on the back, you know, and told how great you are. Most of the time, you get the opposite of that, okay? But then in the end, and I'm sure almost so many moments out of so many days, you're like, I just want to quit. I just want to stop this. I just want to go home. I don't know if this is even worth it, okay? I'm done. And how many times have we been going through a trial, a circumstance, a tribulation, and where it's like, enough's enough. I can't do this anymore. I'm done. Okay? But each and every day, every moment that they push through like that is another victory. It's another moment of building of character. Okay? Of strengthening their resolve. And eventually they get into it several weeks, and it's like, now you can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to finish this thing. I'm going to go all the way through this process, and I'm going to come to the end, and I'm going to graduate, and I'm going to be what I set out to be. But just before you get to the end, sometimes there's the biggest challenge of all. And I really feel like that there is some parallel to wherever we might be in trials and situations, circumstances that we may be dealing with. You know, as a loving pastor and shepherd that Pastor Phil and Regina are, you know, they've obviously sensed that need, and they're working us through this moment and this time to build us up spiritually, to strengthen us, to challenge us, and to get us to where we need to be, okay? And, you know, 54 hours ago, this lady was like, everybody, please pray for my son, you know? It's just like everybody is like cheering him on and everything, and then it's like you could just feel like, you know, the heart of a mom, you know, just hurting for her son, wanting him to make it through. And our Heavenly Father is so much more intense and so much more loving, and he wants to see us make it through whatever it is that we're dealing with, wherever it is that we're going, okay? Whatever challenge it is that we're facing, he does not want us to quit, give up, and lie down. He wants us to continue to reach out for his hand and continue to pull on him each and every day, every moment, that we need strength, that we need peace, that we need joy, okay? And then to come to the end and to see this lady post so proudly, my son is a Marine. And she got this picture of him, and he's looking all, you know, strong and handsome and chiseled, and you can see he looks like that's a Marine now. Now, when I saw pictures of him before he went in, he didn't look like that at all. And just 8 short weeks, there's this amazing transformation, and he made it all the way through that. And I'm sure now that would be one of the greatest moments that he can always reflect back to. If I can make it through that, I can make it through this. Amen. Okay, my character, my resolve now is built. Okay, a foundation has been laid. You know, I know many people who have served, and there is something about them that sticks with them all throughout their days. And each and every one of us that have been through our own life's boot camps that is put, you know, at our doorstep, and we've walked through those, and I see those foundations of faith, that strength, that underlying strength, that rock solid nature. But guys, we know that it doesn't just happen. I wish it did. I tell you one thing. So many times I hate process. If I'm just being honest, I think we all, if we're just being real, I'd rather not have to go through 10 weeks of this workout, of this diet, of this exercise, of this trial over and over again. But you know what? If I actually put myself to it and I get through, when it comes down on the other side, yeah. Just like angels, you know, we're feeling strong, okay? So don't ever give up. We're not the better for it. And the only time that we truly fail is when we give up. Amen. We don't ever truly fail unless we lie down and then never get back up. Every single time we fail, we get back up. It doesn't matter if we're bruised, bloody, sweat pouring off of us, okay? If we're hurt, if we're crawling along, we're moving forward, we've got back up, and we're continuing to fight the good fight of faith. So it's so important that we know that if you messed up, that's okay. God's grace is sufficient. His power is perfect for our weakness, and we can get back up. So the Bible says, let's turn to Proverbs 24, 16. Book of Wisdom right there in the middle. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I guess, get so intense right off the bat, but, you know, I believe that God wants us to hear this tonight. He wants us to know that he does not want us to give up. Amen. He has everything we need to continue to press forward, and we need perseverance. We need persistence. We need that nagging has a bad connotation to us, but we all know what that is. We all know where it's like, I'm going to keep